coming to you with words and teaching that will change your life forever.
All things that you will ever need in your life, they're wrapped up in the Word. Go for the Word. You need to understand this thing. And when you get a hold of it, keep saying it. Don't stop talking it. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. The Bible says in the city of Ephesus, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Can you shout amen?
I'm set on the course that I must follow.
In the name of Jesus, prosperity is mine. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul.
Yay! Pastor Chris, we're hearing.
This is the continuation of the message, Sound Code and the Spirit.
Glory to God.
So they require high intensity. So out of all that's going in, something's going to work. And so it will never be completely dependable. But it will keep showing that it works. And they're going to keep wondering, why isn't it 100% dependable? Because sometimes, because they don't understand the coding. So it will sometimes work and sometimes not work. So they're still researching this and trying to find out how come it really works and then sometimes doesn't seem to work. So they'll tell you they're still testing. You got to understand the coding of sound. The coding of sound. But this is something that he has revealed to his own children. Let me show you something about how God deals with us. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 from verse 6. Howbeit, we speak wisdom. Say, we speak wisdom. I like that. You know what it is to talk wisdom? See, the word of God is wisdom. When we talk the word, we talk wisdom. That's what spiritual means. Hallelujah. Howbeit, we speak wisdom among them that are perfect. The word means mature. Among them that are spiritually mature. That's what it means. Yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught. That means to nothing. We speak the wisdom of God. It says, howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, but not the wisdom of this world. This world has its own wisdom based on their human understanding. But we speak the wisdom of God in esoteric language. Let's look. Verse 7. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. That's it. In esoteric communication. We speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. Even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory. He ordained this wisdom unto our glory. So that's why, see, if I were talking sound, all the scientists will easily understand that. But if I start talking sound coding, they'll say, what do you mean by sound coding? Because they don't know who can code the sound. They can understand sound code when you use the recording instruments, okay, which they introduce, their own coding. But if I start talking about divine coding, natural coding, then they're going to say, who could have coded it? That should be simple. Let me get you to understand this. Look at this. If they tell us that they discovered sound waves in black holes, sound waves, that begins to, for me, I don't have any more questions because I've got the answers. It's really there. Why? Simple. If you found sound waves, measurable sound waves to the point that you observed the sound note. What is sound? I mean, start with the sound waves. What sound waves? A sound wave is a wave of sound. I mean, that's simple. A sound wave is a wave of sound. So the question will no longer be, what is the sound wave? It'll become, what is sound? Do you understand what I'm saying? If you found sound waves, meaning there's sound, because the wave is produced by sound. So what is sound? Sound is energy, right? Sound is energy. Sound is energy. It's energy that's transmitted by pressure waves. Okay, longitudinal pressure waves. And they are assumed to be the cause of hearing. That's the definition of sound. You see, so if it's energy that's transmitted by longitudinal pressure waves being the cause of hearing, my question would be, if we agree that sound is energy, then what's the cause? Energy must have a cause or a source. That is the beautiful thing. Energy must have a cause or a source. Something must trigger energy, the release of energy. So it must have a cause or a source. So the question will be, what's the source of the energy? Since sound is energy. The answer is there. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him. And without Him was not anything made that was made. The Word. The Word was uttered in speech. And there was the origin of sound. You see? That's where it's all from. It's all from God's Word. And the inspiring part of all this is, we are the offspring of the Word. That means the material, the very material that created the world, is what we're born of. Oh God. When you are born again, you're born of the Word. You're born of the very material, the very source material, the original source material that created the world. Whose element is embedded in every created thing in nature. No wonder Jesus said when he was teaching natural men, not people born again. Natural men. He said to them, if you say unto this sycamore tree, be plucked up by the root and be cast into the sea, he said it will obey you. And they were stunned listening to this Jesus. He was talking to natural men. He said, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Not born again people. The people he was telling this, when they hadn't received the Holy Ghost. He said, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. And they were listening to him. Why? He knew what was in man that man didn't know. He knew what was there. Which means from the teachings of Christ and the teachings of the apostles, none of us should ever be defeated. Say, I'll never be defeated in my life. Say it again, I'll never be defeated in my life. I'm a success forever. By the power of the Spirit of God. Yeah. This is real. Glory to God. This is real. The wisdom of God is working in me. Say it again. The wisdom of God is working in me. The wisdom of God is working in me. I know who I am. The life of God is in me. In my spirit. In my spirit. In my spirit. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So if the Word created all things, and I am born of the Word, for the Bible says, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible by the Word of God that liveth and abideth forever, means that I am the offspring of God's Word. I'm a child of the Word. I was born of the Word. So the Word of God is my Father. Glory to God. Yeah. Being born of the Word. I'm born of the Word. Now that means that what God expects and what He wants for me is to always line up with the Word. There must be a unity with the Word. You see, if you're going to live the true life that God has given to you, you must line up with the Word of God. Your life must become consistent with the Word. There is where your victory lies. There is where your glory life lies. You know, you're expected to live a life of glory. A life of endless joy. Hallelujah. See, I've got glory in my life. I'm full of glory. I'm full of glory. I have glory in my life. Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0902-969-2794 or participate in our online church at www.cebeninzone1.org on Sundays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com. God bless you.